Welcome to Ladies Fright. I'm Maggie.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Jackie.
And welcome back to our Halloween party.
I hate that. It's not any better the second time.
Okay, we have some guests who have just arrived. The doorbell has rung. Insert doorbell sound about here.
Okay. No, leave. Just leave that.
Do you want me to like make a ding dong sound? Because I can do that.
Yeah. I think it's polite. You are the guest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ding dong yourself in.
There we go. That wasn't the doorbell.
It wasn't. No. Okay.
Ding dong.
Hello.
Hello. We have a casserole.
Brought Jello.
That's so sweet. An aspic.
Yeah. Ew, no.
Are they Vienna sausages suspended in lime gelatin?
No.
It starts on like ASMR of like jelly wiggling.
It's just spanking a jelly.
Stop. You need to stop.
Why am I making this worse?
I'm on the wrong podcast because I'm vibing with them. Like, we're on the same page.
We have a gourd here that we were slapping earlier.
You can't just abandon podcast ship.
I'm not going.
We have the better podcast ship.
Did you say? Get on.
That's
it.
Just because we're several drinks in, it's fine.
Thank the jelly.
You think I'm not. Anyway. Who are you guys?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing?
We invited them to the party, Maggie.
No, but no one put their name tags on yet. And also, okay. This is not a visual medium.
That is true.
Okay, so I'm Molly. Oh, do you want to do like intros, like how we actually do them? Sure, yeah. So I'm the ghost of an interior designer, and I absolutely hate what you've done with the place. I'm Molly.
That really hurts my feelings. I just painted this wall.
I'm sorry.
That's so angry.
I just it. And I think the real horror is the friends we made along the way. I'm Ashley. And we are from Demons and Bellinis. We whip up drinks and we talk about spooky shit.
Nice.
Ooh,
very yeah. Nice.
Welcome. The ticket to get into this party is you have to tell us a spooky tale. And then you may join the party. But we also need to know what you're wearing tonight. I'll describe my costume first. It's okay. I'm a pumpkin, but I'm the kind of pumpkin that's on December 1st that like the neighbor left out and like did not put back in. And so on the front, I look fine, but if you look in the back here, it's just mold. It's mold. Jackie, what are you dressed as tonight?
Oh yeah, you know what? I'm one of those weird pumpkins that's really nubby.
A nub pumpkin.
I'm a nub pumpkin.
Ooh, a gourd.
Don't lock in.
Don't
a gourd.
Yes.
Some might call it a gourd.
And I am not dressed as a gourd. I'm dressed as a pirate today.
Oh, I love it.
Recycle that Renaissance fair costume. Yeah.
Why buy another costume?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's broke, don't fix it. I'm wearing like one of those like sheet ghost costumes, and then I whip it off to reveal another sheet underneath it.
So she's two sheets to the wind.
Oh. I don't care for that sheet at all.
Can't wait till I'm a dad and I can tell all these jokes to my children.
See, I'm just all the emails that you have left unread.
Oh, that's just, really scary.
Jesus Christ. And I'm just kind of like sitting in the corner and I'm like watching you. And like sometimes we'll make eye contact. And I'm like, hey, you know, hey. And you look away and I'm just kind of like, oh, okay.
That's really sad. No, I swear I didn't see you. I missed you entirely. How
just
that
whispers
happen?
Into her drink. Got mail.
You guys got mail. This could be important, but you won't know until you open it. Stop procrastinating.
Wait, did that joke age me? The you did got it? Mail joke?
I don't think
it might have.
No, because, you know, I mean, I still
just throw things. It's fine.
Don't worry about it. Sorry, Molly just punched her desk.
A lot of anger. A lot of anger about mail.
I know a great couples counselor if you need to go talk to someone. Okay. So as I said, Ticket to Ride is one spooky tale. What did you bring us tonight, ladies?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, experiencing life as a modern woman is scary enough.
Right.
Have you ever walked down a street?
Oh my god, multiple times, relatable.
Have you ever been hit on at your job out of nowhere?
Oh yes. I have one up. I've been hit on at a job where I was the only one in the store.
Hello?
No.
What?
No.
Uh-huh.
Were you closing or opening?
I was closing.
Oh no, that's the worst time.
And they stayed inside for 20 minutes.
No.
I mean, that's kind of depressing. That's not very scary.
It's just one tale.
Yeah, literally. Ooh, oh god, there's so many fun stories. One of the things that kind of got me semi-believing in ghosts was this one time, I think I was about like 14 or so, I had just started watching Supernatural.
Yeah.
So like I was like in the mood. And here's the thing, I don't think that my old house, because I'm living with my roommate now, I don't think my house was haunted per se, but just like...
No, it was like a suburban house built 5 years ago with modern appliances.
Yeah, exactly. But like, because like, I don't know, I feel like energy just passes through. I think it was one of those passing energies. But anyway, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm home alone. It's actually broad daylight. I don't know why it scared me so much, but I hear something fall over in the other room. And I get really spooked out. And you know what fucking happens next?
What?
So this speaker that I had that was turned off starts blaring ABBA out of nowhere.
Which song?
It was Take a Chance on Me.
Oh, no.
Oh. The ghost is hitting on you.
I think the ghost is hitting on me.
That's like the equivalent of like sliding a hand onto your thigh and giving it a slight squeeze.
But ABBA.
I mean, ABBA bops. I will not lie.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say it was a ghost that had immaculate taste in music.
Did you? You didn't follow up on that?
I didn't, because I was, you know, 15 at the time. 14 or 15, so, you know.
That would have been good information.
I was too...
You had sex with a ghost.
Oh, dear.
I imagine it. No, I think I, like, got the salt, because...
But, like, if it happened now...
Oh, then my legs would be wide open.
Yeah. No, I'd bang a ghost.
Yeah.
No.
No? You wouldn't be curious?
I mean...
You gonna weigh in? Maggie's not saying anything. Yes or no?
I recently watched a thing about a woman in England who, like, said she fucked a ghost.
She married the ghost.
I don't know if they were fianced. I don't know if they got married.
Well, you know, there are, like, succubus and incubus, you know.
But they take energy away. That sounds annoying.
Yeah.
I would also,
I want a partner.
Yeah.
I want a ghost who's going to pull his own weight.
I want a ghost who is emotionally available.
Watch this every now and then.
God. Calls me back every once in a while.
Love it. Come on.
Oh, takes the trash out when you ask.
Guys, that's literal ghosting. Guys, we're describing. Oh, man.
The dating scene is also depressing.
That's why I play my... I mean,
that's why you're in a long-term relationship.
That's why I'm in a long-term relationship. But I also play so many dating sim apps.
Oh, what's your favorite dating sim app?
Oh, right now it's Obey Me. It's Demons. I love Demons.
I'm really into the Arcana.
Is it good? There's so many things. I feel like I always get into it a little bit, and then the story's taking too long to, like, actually start moving.
Yeah, one thing that I have a major critique with is that all the special scenes are so expensive, and they don't, like, if you log in, like, 5 days in a row, they only give you the same amount of coins. I think that's bullshit. Personally, but when they do the Infinity Key weekends, very good.
I will also argue, I like that they use tarot in it, but the way they use tarot is not always correct, and I get
no.
confused. I'm like, wait, what? That's not what that means.
No, it's, oh God. Yeah. Oh,
do you want to, do you know about the fantastic game called Monster Prom?
Yes, I have it downloaded on my computer.
Oh yeah, we played it a lot during quarantine.
Oh, I love that.
We have to replay it because I fixed the glitches finally.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That's what they
I
said.
I also honestly play Dragon Age like it's a dating sim, which is fun.
Nice.
I always end up dating the himbos. That's fine.
There was a game that I downloaded during quarantine when it like first kicked off in the springtime. It was called Adorable Home, and it had a lot of potential, except I had to delete it because it would get like literally 45 seconds in and it would crash every time.
I
want to play it, but it won't let me.
That's really upsetting.
So I was like, fine, I'll just stick to my knife throw game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Chuck knives at a piece of wood that spins around.
I just play Minecraft.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What if we put our Minecraft beds together?
What if we played Minecraft together?
I personally am not a fan of Minecraft. I don't know if it got better, but when it first came out, the toggle was too much. I'm like, motion sickness. You don't want.
Fair. I mean, it's fine now. I mean, I'll play it for like 6 hours and then not touch it for 2 months. So that's generally, you know.
You might actually be my boyfriend.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Caught me. I need to go.
But you're in the other room. Oh, no. Justin?
Oh, he's not answering.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Have you ever seen Justin and Ashley in the same room together?
I have not seen them in the same room together. That is true.
Yeah.
This is a side thing, and I'll probably take this out. You ladies should probably join us. I don't know if you listened to the episode we did called Scream, where we played an RPG game.
I don't think we have.
It's an RPG game, but like not the DM, because apparently that is a trademark term.
D&D specific.
Yeah. You can say GM.
You can say GM, but
GM. GM makes up a horror story for you, and like your character's in a horror story.
So you roll the character and their events, and you can, if you die, you become a part of the greater horror, and you can also do damage to living characters.
That's fun. The thing is, though, is when you said when you die, my thought immediately was, when you die in game, you die in real life.
Yeah, that's the one catch. We used to be a four-piece.
Yeah.
That's a lot of voice editing, but okay.
Yeah.
That'd be so much work.
When are we a four-piece?
When Crystal was here, Lauren. It's too traumatic. She doesn't remember.
Global amnesia.
Oh, God. We have to leave immediately.
Okay, well, Molly, you're welcome into the party. Open bar is on the left.
Hot dogs on sticks are on the right.
Is that
do you have any vegan options? I'm not vegan, but you know, I just want to know.
I think there's some carrot sticks.
Yeah, I'm appropriating vegan culture.
I think there's Oreos in the cabinet if you go like real deep. I don't know.
Are those vegan?
Yeah, Oreos are vegan.
Are they really?
What? Or is there gelatin in them?
Oh.
No, they're vegan. That's like the one random fact I know about Oreos.
Really?
They're vegan.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I don't believe you.
Okay, please leave this in.
Check my Oreo knowledge. Dare
you? Like, they seem like something that would have gelatin in, like the white stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oreos are vegan!
Yay! I'm excited about the Oreos then.
That's actually terrifying. What is the cream and the Oreo made out of?
What's in it?
Tell you. Not Mary, I guess.
All right, so I have two, and they're personal experiences.
Ooh.
So the first one happened when I was, I want to say maybe 7, and I'm from a very, very small town in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of Ontario, which is in the middle of Canada.
Lots of middles.
Yeah. So this town was really, really small, but for some reason we had this like castle-sized opera house theater.
Excellent. We're off to a great start.
It had like huge like turrets, and it was like all red brick. It was really freaky, and it took up like about a block
That sounds so huge. Sexy, though.
Oh, yeah, no, it definitely is. Like, very, like, peak gothic architecture.
Goth girlfriend, yeah. Sorry, I'll stop interrupting you. I'm so sorry.
I enjoyed the commentary. It gave me a visual. I was like, oh, it's drab. No, it's sexy. Got it.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You can keep going.
I like to remind people that I'm funny.
We need the reminder.
It's okay. Before Jackie told me, or my boyfriend was like, I'm getting drunk alone, and like walked away from us. And I was like, oh, I thought you were like getting drunk with me. And Jackie goes, no, but I know how he feels. I'm like, oh no.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez.
No, but you were there for that.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. Okay. Now I'm interrupting.
No, it's okay. So, giant opera house that Molly equates with a big titty goth girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, I don't know when it was built because I was 7 and I just assumed that it was old, and old just meant anywhere from like 50 plus years. It was probably like end of the 1800s. But anyways, there were a lot of rumors about this opera house, and there were people who thought that there had been like up to 20 people who died in it. There was one story I heard where someone had fallen from like the balcony onto the seats below and died. There's another person who fell down the stairs of one of the turrets. There's a lot of falling going on. I think that there is another time where like someone was murdered. I don't know. Anyways.
I need some more information.
I feel like so much of it was hearsay that it was like I would hear one thing from like an why did you Google it?
No, I wanted to know.
Don't fact check me now.
It's built in 1874.
But then rebuilt after 1915.
Got it. Anyways, so but like, so I'd like talk to one like 6-year-old kid and they would tell me like some weird crazy story, and then I'd talk to somebody else and they would have another story. So it's just like a lot going on, and I would do a lot of dance classes, and every year we'd have our recitals at this opera house because it was the only theater in town. So like I would spend a lot of time backstage, and there's like this really long winding staircase down into like just pitch darkness. It was a fun time. We would like drop stuff down there. But anyways,
wait for it to land.
Yeah, but we would never hear it land. But anyways, so my story though isn't from when I was backstage, it was from when I was actually in the audience. And so I had gone with my class to see a play. I like can't remember what play it was, but it was probably a religious play. Because I
middle of Ontario.
Yeah, majority of the schools were Catholic, so. Anyways, so I'm sitting, this is like a theater full of kids, and I'm sitting on the balcony to kind of more towards the left side, towards the left wall, and I'm in like the middle of the row. There's a kid here and a kid here, and we're halfway through the show, and it's like, you know how like when you're sitting in a theater and it just gets disgustingly hot? Because like there's just so many people in there.
Yeah. Yes.
So it was super, super hot in there. And then all of a sudden, above my right thigh is just this one bubble of cold air. Like, just freezing cold air. And I, like, so I put my hand up here, and it was still hot. Put hand here, hot, hot, cold, like, on my thigh. It was really, really, really weird. And, so, like, I turned to my friend. I was like, do you feel, like, this cold air? And, like, they felt it. And they're like, yeah, it's really, really cold. And like another person put their hand, it was like, this is really weird. And then it was gone by the end of the show. So it's like just this one little like bubble of cold air like on my knee.
They're doing you a favor.
It was a ghost of a theater cat.
Maybe. I don't know.
But it was just, I make another joke about a ghost hitting on you, but that theater cat thinks nicer.
I was also 7.
Oh no! Please
I'm sorry.
I didn't say the ghost was a good person, okay?
I mean, this town was full of like old racist white Catholic people, so
my grandmother's from there.
Question mark.
No, I can't believe that this middle of nowhere town, like my grandmother randomly lived there.
Oh yeah. Like so I didn't know Molly. It's like I moved here to British Columbia in 2009, and then I met Molly in 2015.
Yeah.
And then I didn't find out until last year that your great-grandmother lived in the exact same town that I was born in, which has, like, a population of, like, 12,000 people.
Not even great-grandmother, my grandmother.
Your grandmother.
Yeah.
Insane.
So, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. And then my second story happened to me this past summer. So this past summer, I worked as a museum assistant.
Ooh.
In a really small little local museum. The building itself was built in 1908, and it served as a train station from 1908 to 1975. Sorry, I'm like rambling off on my tour now. And then if you go through this way, anyway. So one day I was downstairs, and so the main floor was the museum itself. Upstairs was museum staff offices, and then the basement was where our archive and collection was. Main floor was the museum, upstairs was offices, and the basement was is the archive and collection. And we have like one really old room that has like a vault door from like 1908 where you have to like haul it open to get inside. It's really heavy, but it's really cool. And then there's like a bunch of other stuff. And then we have one really big room that has all of the really big artifacts, so like old barrels and random equipment and stuff like that. So anyways, I'm in the office that's next to the really big archive room. So my desk is like on the wall, and then the door is behind me. So I'm like working on the computer, and I have the door open, and there's like a little kick stop or like a stopper thing that like I kicked in place to keep the door open. And it's like super, super cold down there to preserve everything. So I'm like freezing cold and trying to just get focused on getting this work done. And it's, I think it was like 10 o'clock in the morning that I'm working and stuff. And like, and so I've been down there for an hour, and the door had stayed open for an hour. And then all of a sudden I hear the wooden like door stopper that I kicked in place like sliding on the floor. And I turn around in time to like watch the door close. Doorstop catches it before it can like completely close. And I'm just sitting there like, oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit.
Oh my god.
I was literally frozen for 5 minutes. Like, just sitting there, like, I couldn't move. I was so scared, and like my hands were like visibly like shaking. And so I'm sitting there, like, freaking out. And then, like, I finally was, like, move. And, like, the first thing I did was text Molly, like, dude, I'm so scared right now.
It happens.
And, like, what makes it even worse is that when I interviewed for this job, the last question that they asked me was, are you afraid of ghosts? Not, do you believe in ghosts? Not, like, what do you think about ghosts? It was, are you afraid of ghosts?
Huh. So they knew shit was up. That or they want to know if you're like a Ghostbusters fan, so you're like, I ain't afraid of no ghost.
But it's just like the phrasing had caught me so off guard. I was like, what happened? Like,
why?
What was your answer, that you're not afraid of ghosts?
Well, you know, I said like, yeah, I'm fine with ghosts. You know, like I've, you know, I can. It's okay. I don't mind ghosts. And then that happens. I'm like, I'm not fine.
I do believe in spooks.
Okay, but what if the ghost is like a research assistant and they were just trying to help you with your work?
Well,
who else would know better about history than a ghost?
Depends on when they died.
Fair.
Like, I mean, if I ask someone who died in like 1980 about something that happened in like 1645, I don't think they'd be able to answer me.
That's fair. We'll just start singing Madonna at you. The ghost was me all along.
You know, it was like really freaky. And then after it happens, I like go upstairs to my coworker, who's also a museum assistant for the summer. And I was like, just so you know, I had a door close on me. And he just kind of looked at me and was like, oh. And I was like, so if you go downstairs, that happened. So
I guess keep a lookout.
It just like, you know, it, I don't know, you know.
There was an incident.
I had to go to the sign and mark and like wipe away like the day since a paranormal incident. Zero.
Is that like, is that real? Did you guys have the sign? Like
no,
that?
We didn't do that.
You should.
I wish we did. My curator, like, that I worked for, she told me this awful story when she was a kid. We were in the basement when she's telling me this, too. And she goes, like, and she says it, like, in the most casual tone, like, she's telling a funny story, when it was, like, not funny at all. Where she's telling me how, when she was a kid, she had all these dolls. And one night, she, like, goes upstairs, And, like, she just watches one of the dolls, like, crawl across the floor. And she just laughs about it. And I'm just staring at her like, Rand, that's not, huh? Yeah. Are you okay?
Absolutely fucking not. Nope.
Pass. Hard pass.
Just punt it.
That's a good thing about their height, though. They're puntable.
Yeah, we've had this discussion.
We have, yeah.
Just kick it as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Maggie has a...
Just burn it. Burn everything.
Maggie doesn't like dolls.
No, either do I. But you still drag me to the doll section at the thrift store. It's like, I want to find a haunted doll.
No, I
want to
point out the ones that are the most haunted. It's a game.
This is not a game. This is not a game. Do you think this is a fucking game?
It's like going to open houses when you're not actually looking to buy a house. You just want to see what's out there.
Yeah. Do other people live like this?
What, looking for haunted dolls?
Well, that too, but like just walking into people's houses, like in open houses, and just
absolutely.
That was, my family used to do it all the time.
Fascinated by it, I love it so much.
I was like, that was actively a hobby of mine in high school.
Yeah, like yes, we can buy houses. We're visibly 17. Yeah.
I might have been visibly 14, even though I was 17.
Oh, it was bad. Yeah.
No one would look at us. No one would talk to us.
Like, yeah, okay, whatever.
You know, I feel like the whole puntable size, though, is maybe the reason why I'm so scared about Robert the doll, because he's large. I can't kick him properly. I actually kicked him there.
Yeah, you did.
He's too tall.
Well, he wasn't technically a doll. He was technically a store mannequin, like, display figure that the grandpa went in and was like, I want that. And they're like, you're rich, take it.
All right.
I guess.
You're rich, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just make it like that that one video of the guy who's like dancing in front of this like mannequin, and then he like punches the head off of the mannequin and it just like goes flying.
You gotta confuse it with your moves.
Yeah, just like dance.
No, you throw it off in rhythm.
Do you think you'd win in a fist fight against a child?
No.
Okay, then
I haven't learned empathy yet.
No, and here's why.
I have to say no.
Physically, maybe, but the mental toll. I mean, I guess it depends on the kid, though.
Yeah, if it's real,
these children,
it really deserves it.
That's true. I'd say like under 7, the mental toll would be a little bit weird. But if it's like a 13-year-old or like a 12-year-old,
Why are you fighting children?
Discussion topic.
So if Robert the doll is child size, it's scarier because you can't just kick it and win.
Oh yeah.
My question was, do you think you beat a child? Because if you can, then you can beat Robert.
Well, I guess I'm dead.
Train of thought.
Is he just haunted, or is it demonic energy? Because that's where I'm not entirely clear on.
No, I think it's a greater suggestion that it's demonic energy.
Then no, because demons are probably really buff.
Oh, probably.
I hope those demons are buff.
The ones in my game are.
They're real cut.
Okay, what if they're like buff in the way where they like only do like arm workouts and their legs are like little sticks?
Uh-oh.
Always skip leg day.
Yeah, exactly. What if it was the reverse, though? What if they had like the beefiest, hammiest hams? and then just... the smallest arms, what then?
That would be even more intimidating, I think. That's like the thing about like arm workouts is that you can like, you know, flex it and it's really cool, but you don't do the leg workouts for like bragging privileges. You do that for a reason.
You do it for balance.
You do it to crush watermelons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, God. I really liked your ghost stories. Those were quite spooky.
They were wonderful. Come into the party, please.
Yes, you may come into the party. I'm even sitting outside. Please come in.
I'm so cold. Right. Our casserole is like now ice cold.
Well, yeah, you're y'all up in Canada, so it's a little bit colder than it is here.
Yep.
Dirty Jersey.
Standing outside with this casserole.
You're in the most mild area of Canada. It's so funny.
It's not even that mild.
Okay. It's pretty mild. You were up in negative 40 degree weather.
I did.
Celsius.
Celsius. I don't understand.
And then now it gets to like -5, and I'm like,
me too, though. Yeah. Like, if I go back to Ontario in the middle of the winter, I will actually die.
Yeah.
And that's a threat.
Yeah. Where are you guys from?
We're from New Jersey.
I'm originally from Vermont, but I live in New Jersey. Yeah.
Does it get cold there?
Yes. Yeah.
Not what you would call cold, but yes.
It was pretty cold in Vermont, not last winter, but the winter before. It was like, I was driving with my dad somewhere, and we happened to look out the window, and we were driving next to this like farm area, and there was a bald eagle flying around, which means that Vermont in a blizzard was warmer than where the eagle used to be.
That it had migrated.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Totally piggybacking off you said, because I don't think I showed you the picture, Lauren. Did I show you that I found a praying mantis the other day?
No.
Yeah, no, I almost stepped on, but it was huge, so I almost tripped over a praying mantis. And I took a photo from far away because I was really scared it was gonna come and like, I don't know, attack me. And like, if you zoom into the photo, the praying mantis is definitely staring at me while I'm taking a photo.
Oh, I love it. It's posing. It's the
arms for me.
Yeah.
It was just about animals you didn't expect
both
to see.
Endangered animals.
Yeah. I always forget that technically praying mantis can live in New Jersey. I just assume they're a rainforest creature.
You want to know a very fun fact about what's happening in Vancouver right now?
I would love to.
We recently had a moth apocalypse.
Oh, there are so many moths.
There were so many moths.
They're still here.
There were just a whole bunch of moths. I don't know the exact numbers, but apparently happens like every like 15 to 20 years where there's just a whole bunch of moths in Vancouver, and I had no idea. And then I just walk to work, and I'm like, oh, there's so many moths today. I wonder if that means anything, like, symbolically. No. One extra thing to on top of the smoke that's happening because of the California fires.
Oh yeah,
and 2020, there's just a bunch of moths everywhere.
I actually like got woken up because I actually got woken up because like a moth actually landed on my arm in the night. So this has been my life lately.
Yeah,
are they all the same kind of moth?
Yeah, they're like these little like common brown moths, I guess. I don't really know what kind they are, but my cat thinks they're delicious.
No.
Isn't that a strength, though?
I guess. Like, we watched my cat kill and eat, like, 10 moths in half an hour.
Look at me. That's a big meal.
It was.
Ooh, it's a Western hemlock looper. And here's an article that says moths are having, in quotation marks, huge party in Metro Vancouver.
Oh my god.
I guess that's a way to describe it.
Yeah.
It was not a party. There were not enough lamps for the moths.
Oh.
Mothman, where are you?
Yeah, take I was them. Fully expecting Mothman to just show up in the middle of all
this. I mean, considering how 2020 has gone so far.
Just throw Mothman into it.
Yeah.
We're making a soup and it's a bad tasting soup.
So especially because you're from Canada and because we're assholes, we need to ask, do you guys watch Letterkenny?
I've watched a couple episodes. My dad watches it more often than I do.
Okay.
I haven't watched it. My parents watched it. Mm-hmm. Mostly because the town that it's based on is like not super far away from where I'm from. And it's pretty accurate.
Also, the funny thing about Letterkenny is that, like, you know the accent where, like, it sometimes you hear it and it's, like, you don't even understand what's really going on?
Yes.
I understand every single word that they're saying.
Yeah. Like, I have family who live in Nova Scotia. That accent's even more, like, a lot.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we always joke that our knowledge of Canadian culture comes from Degrassi.
It's okay, Canada doesn't have a culture.
No.
That's my opinion.
Aww.
Canada likes to pretend that they're polite, but then they hide all of their colonial history, and it's just like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a friend from Kamloops who just...
Kamloops? Anytime. We're from, like, 4 hours away from Kamloops.
Are you really?
Yeah.
just anytime anything comes up, we're going to be doing, I think it's October 13th is Canadian Thanksgiving. We're going to be doing Canadian Thanksgiving. He just brings up the atrocities that were done to the First Nations people. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a fun night. Well, it's always good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We went on that drinking tour of Montreal. They told us about those too.
Did they?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. With the
I remember them talking about Leonard Cohen and cheese and beer.
Yeah.
It was great.
That sounds like Montreal.
Yeah. But with like a French accent.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty great.
That was the part we liked about it.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a couple of episodes where I just spent the entire time talking about how angry I am at Canada. It was great.
Well, yeah, I mean, we just did that today, too, so.
We did. Yeah. We had this whole ass episode where I talked about how the trope of Indian burial grounds is actually, like, you know, really, really hecked up, you know? Because if you think about it, everywhere is an Indian burial ground. Mm. America is built off of an Indian burial ground.
What?
I use that in quotations.
What?
If you think about it.
What? What?
No, I'm kidding.
And, like, I found this whole article that was, like, analyzing how, like, having like indigenous spirits as like a way of like, you know, white people like encountering these battles that they've already like, you know, fought through for generations. And it's just mm-hmm. like, if you think about any horror show, like even apocalypses that have happened, indigenous people have gone through the exact same thing through generations. And so it's like, what more do you have to lose when your entire population has been like decimated by like disease and stuff and just like residential schools anyway.
I don't want to change the mood, but I'm out of vodka cranberry.
Ooh. That's one of my favorite drinks.
You'll I probably should get into this party.
We don't have any more cranberry juice.
Oh shit. It's okay. I need to stop.
Cranberry.
Yeah. That's basically how our podcast goes, where we go into very serious topics and then we just like make a dick joke.
I mean, everyone can laugh at a dick joke.
Yeah.
I know some people.
That's unfortunate.
That's sad. What's that?
Yeah.
Bad for them.
A couple of years Actually, back.
The donation page? No.
A couple of years back, I was in this university class where we were studying children's literature, and there was this one book that was written in the 1930s. And there's a character in there, I shit you not, named Titty. Uh-huh. And if you think... There's also this one line where they're trying to rescue a cat, and
it
says, and I quote, "Hold on, pussy," said Titty. And if you think that a class full of, like, you know, 30 or so post-secondary students didn't laugh at that, you are dead-ass wrong.
So before we start to head out and play the song Closing Time, unironically, how did you two meet and decide to start a podcast?
Oh, this is a mess. So we actually met in high school in grade 12. We shared an English class, and we became friends because we both hated the teacher. That's another story. And then we also did musical theater together that same year. It was Beauty and the Beast that year, and I was a napkin girl in, like, I was just ensemble, basically. And you were...
one of the girls who fawns over Gaston.
Yeah, you were, like, a quote-unquote silly girl. That's what you're called. Anyways.
I was a slut.
I just remember, like, going into, like, the dressing room, and there's, like, a whole bunch of teenage girls, like, trying to make their cleavage more noticeable, like, with contouring and stuff.
It was a character choice. Except for that one girl who used black.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she did.
She did.
There's one girl who would, like, try to contour her cleavage with, like, black foundation or something.
Is that a hate crime?
I mean, he did once tell me that me being gay wasn't God's plan.
Oh, that makes sense.
And Drake's song wasn't out yet, and it was a mess.
So it just means that, yeah, okay. No, that's what she meant. Got it. Anyways, so we became friends in grade 12, and then time passes, and then I can't remember, it was like a year-ish and a bit ago, I was in the car with my mom, and I came up with this idea for like a ghost walk or a ghost tour, where at every location you go to, you have like an alcoholic beverage.
That makes sense. I'd go to that.
And And my mom was like, "Ash, that just sounds really dangerous." And I was like, but it sounds great. And then I told Molly about it, Demons and Bellinis. That was what I came up with. And I tell it to Molly, and she's like, that's a great podcast name. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it's funny, it's funny. Didn't think anything of it. 2 hours later, Molly sends me basically what our intro is. She just did it. I don't know why you did it.
For fun.
Yeah, she just does it for fun. Like, here's proof that you're somehow a genius. And so, like, she sends me an intro, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then you send me the music, I think.
No, I don't. I feel like we did the music after.
I don't know how it went, but, like, she sent me the intro, and then we just started talking, and then we're like, what if we do it? We should just do it.
Yeah. And then now it's, like, 32 episodes later.
Yeah, and then that's how Demons and Bellinis was conceived and born, disgustingly.
Congratulations. I feel like it has to be disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not legitimate.
It's not.
May I ask how Ladies' Fright began?
Very similarly.
Jackie and I have listened to podcasts for a very long time, and at first we were going to...
We've been spooky for a very long
time. We've also been spooky for a very long... We talked about doing a podcast about curating podcasts, and we're like, never mind, we don't want to do that.
That's a bad idea.
And then we decided we're going to do a spooky podcast, and we were like, Ladies' Fright, it sounds like a stupid disco name. Let's do it. No one had it. It became ours.
Nice.
And, oh, I love and, it.
For work reasons, Jackie had to...
I did.
Depart for a little bit. We just said like that she went to the bathroom, didn't come back.
Yeah, and then Lauren I took over. Back. Yeah.
Jackie shat herself and came back to us. And now we're a trio.
Now we are
love
a two
it.
Piece.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
the story and history of Ladies Fright.
That's the history. That's what they're going to write in the textbooks.
Oh, God.
The Library of Congress book about us.
I'm drafting it.
Well, I'm glad that we can be a footnote in that next in that history.
Well, hopefully we'll do more things together. It'll be
a
chapter instead of a footnote. Right?
Nice. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming to our party.
Thank you. Yay, we're glad to come.
Take it away.
Cause this is Ladies' Fright.
Oh, right! Right! Love it.